See, Mr. Rogers is in the room. The priest, senator, congressman, and Mr. Rogers. My crew. Understand you want to put out an invitation.
Yes. All of the commissioners and all of the staff are invited to the South Side of Bowhunter Hospitality Night at the Governor's Inn. We've got wild game food, we've got beverages, we hope that you will all come. Very low stress, just kind of meet and greet. And thank you for everything that you guys do, and hope to see you.
And what time will that start?
Start at 6 o'clock.
Perfect. Thank you. All right, next up on our agenda, we'll go to proposals. Let's see, where are we at on time? What do you recommend? Start with proposals and not have the estimate.
Yeah.
Start with proposals. Public Waters, Jack Yerman.
Hi, good afternoon, commissioners. And Secretary Roebling. Again, I'm Jackie Ermer, Regional Wildlife Supervisor up here in the Early Game Fish and Parks up in the Northeast region. I think if you could bring your attention to, I believe it's page 16 in your book, the public waters, or Rachel's passing it out. Public waters, kind of fishing season, two rules really, concerning Indian Springs. In short, this recommendation is really to modify date and the area included in the current public water safety zone and the inland water rule that with respect to Indian Springs and Antelope Lake in Clark County. Just some background on this is in 2017, obviously you guys are aware that open waters compromised, open waters compromised really asked us to work on agreements with landowners on non-managed water issues and concerns. And so one such agreement that kind of came out of that was working with a landowner on Indian Springs Lake in Clark County. And then a rule was approved by the commission back in 2018, and that's the one that's currently on the books. Since then, there's been a new landowner in the area, and he approached our local conservation officer and our aquatic habitat biologist in the area, and we're looking for the possibility to modify. And the current rule in place really was a good compromise. It allowed that non-managed Indian Springs to be open for the majority of the year. So the recommended change, I guess, to the current rule would be to add the waters of Antelope Lake to 4104-02-12, which is Clark County Public Water Safety Zone. And the current rule, you know, it was a little hard to explain this one because it's not the typical put up the water closed signs for non-managed waters. This was put into the Public Water Safety Zone because it was still remained open, but there was no discharge of a firearm from a boat in the area that's identified in rule. And so the request would be to add Antelope Lake to that. In Indian Springs, there's a map included. The map's on the next page on 17 there. Indian Springs and Antelope Lake pretty much flooded together. And so to simplify things in the request of the new landowner, is to add the waters of Antelope Lake into that area where there is no discharge of a firearm from a boat from October 10th through December 31st. So it's just a short time frame. In addition to that, is he was very agreeable to changing the date from October 10th, where it is now, to start October 20th. So it gives it another 10 days for boaters to fishermen, recreation to happen out there, and that date's also in line. Reed Lake in Clark County is also that October 20th start day. So with that, there's also another rule in, under the inland waters, which is 4107-0201, which basically the same changes. It adds Antelope Lake to that current rule and bring it all the way over to 424th Avenue, which is the oil road going south of Clark. And that's basically where the water goes. And then the same dates, change that October 10th to October 20th. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. It will allow, instead of closing down all the waters of Indian Springs, which is a non-meandered body of water, this was, we went through a couple different options with the landowner, and this is the one we thought was the simplest for recreationists to understand and keep the waters open for recreation for pretty much all year, except for just that small window where it would be closed to no discharging of firearms from a boat and no fishing from a boat, just for that October 10th, 20th, if that is what you agree on, and to December 31st. So, and our local officer and, again, our aquatic habitat biologist have been meeting with the landowners, the new landowner, and they also met with and talked with all the other landowners around those lakes, and they were all okay with this recommended change. So with that, I guess I'll take any questions on this.
All right. Thank you, Jackie. Any questions for Jackie on this proposal? Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Thank you, Jackie. I don't know if I really have a question. I just wanted to point out that I had the privilege of joining GFP staff in fawn collection back in 2019, I guess that was. And this lake has benefited the public not only as a fishery, but also as a great source for that spawn and eggs for walleye, and which certainly helps our fish hatcheries and whatnot throughout the state. So I'm glad that you've got a good relationship with these folks, and I appreciate that you're doing this. So thank you.
Any comments? Entertain a motion. Moved. Seconded. Any further discussion? Not all those in favor, please step over. Vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. All right. Thank you, Jackie.